The following shiur has been presented by Rav Binyamin Hollander, Dayan, Beis Din Mishpatei Chayim, Yerushalayim, and has been brought to you by the Beis Habar Halacha Center. Maseches Bava Kama has been graciously dedicated by Rav Tzvi Reisman and family, Le'ilui Nishmas, his esteemed father, Harav Yehoshua Heschel Reisman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an Eloi to his neshama.
Reuven was suddenly called out to an important meeting, and being that he just started preparing dinner and put the pot on the fire, there was no way that he'd go to the meeting and dinner will be ready for his family, since usually these important meetings dragged out for a long time. So he knocked on a neighbor's door and asked him to come into his house in around an hour and turn off the fire. When he arrived, around 2-3 hours later, he opened the door and a smell of burnt steak greeted him. The neighbor had forgotten. Besides the steak and other tasty things that were there in the pot on the fire that had been totally burnt out, the pot had been completely destroyed and had to be thrown out. Does the neighbor have any chiyuv to pay for this, for anything here or not? Now, I do not want to go into the question here of shichacha, whether shichacha is called pshia or not. We know there's a Mogen Avraham in Hilchos Tefillah. If someone forgets to daven, whether he can daven again. The Achrayim talk about it in a few places, when someone was given something to look after, when he forgot. But that is not what I want to go into in this shiur. I would like to base myself on the Gemara that we have learned today on Daf Mem Ches Amud Aleph, the story brought down of Ahi Itso, to also Lemeifo Bahu Beiso. There was this woman who went to bake something in someone's house. Also, Borcha de Mori de Beiso, Ochla de Lisho. The goat of the owner came and ate the dough. Chovil umeis. Chovil, he got high fever, umeis, and died. Says the Gemara, Chiva Rova Lishlume de Mei Borcha. Rova made a pay for the goat. Says the Gemara, Lema Pliga de Rav. The Chora, this Rava is arguing with Rav, who Rav said before, in a daf we saw yesterday, Havelo Shaloi Toichan. Rav calls the someone who brings fruit into someone else's rishus, and the resident animal overeats and dies, then we say, so the Balabait could say, Havelo Shaloi Toichan, who told him to eat it? And Rav says he is potter. So therefore, from this Gemara here, the robber said that she has to pay for the goat. It's mashmah, it does not hold like that. Says the Gemara, Hochi hashta, how can we compare the two cases? Hosam to loy birshus, loy kibbel alein etirusa. Hocha birshus, kibbel alein etirusa. Then the fruits were brought in without rishus, and if we say that Balabais was never mekabel upon himself any shmira. But here the woman herself asked rishus, and therefore as soon as she asked for permission, kibbel alein etirusa. It is like she was mekabel upon herself, that nothing should be damaged. Ask the Gemara, O maishno, meyayisho, shenichnasa litchoyin chitin eitzu Balabais shaloi rishus. A woman went into the house to grind wheat, and she was not given permission. And came the behemoth of the Balabais and ate it. Then we say, Poto. The Balabais is Poto. Why? Because she was not given any permission to come in. Vimhusko. But if the animal got hurt, was damaged, then we say she is chayev. Says the Gemara, Taimo, Shaloi Birshus. Ho Birshus, Potu. comes out that if it's Bushels, it's Poto, why only if she had permission to grind it? And then the animal of the Balabais got her, we say she will be Poto. So says the Gemara, we see just the opposite, answers the Gemara, when the woman goes and bathes, she has to knead and roll up her sleeves, and therefore the Balabais has to walk out. So therefore over here, it's a special halacha, litra in chitim. Oh, wait, litra in chitim, given the loyboitz niuso. Since here we have a special halacha, they has to walk out. So therefore, if the goat walks in and gets damaged, then she has to take responsibility. But in every other case, it will be different. It's a special case of sneels. We see from this Gemara, and the Shulchan Aruch also brings exactly the same case, that even though no special kinyan was made, kinyan shmira, but the woman has to undertake full responsibility of what happens. According to this Gemara, we could say that in our case, since the neighbor knew that only because of him, Reuven could go to the meeting without turning off the fire, as he had relied on his word that he's going to come in and turn off the fire, the Chayla neighbor should be chayev on his negligence. On the other hand, we can say that it's difficult to compare the two cases. Since the neighbor did not take upon himself to look after the pot. For example, let's say someone would come in and stolen the pot, no one would dream of being behind the neighbor, since the only responsibility he took upon himself was to turn off the fire. Even more so, even let's say a wind would have come and caused the fire to catch onto furniture and this furniture of the house would have been burnt, we would not be mechayvin, since he did not become a shomer on the fire or on the pots. All what he was told to do was to turn off the fire. But he was not makabel shmirah on these things. The Achronim have another way of explaining our Gemara in order to answer stira in the Rambam. There is a machlokes between Tosfos and Bava Metzia that Tzadik Tes on the Daleth and the Rambam, whether a shomer is also chayev bishmira when he did not make a kinyan, but just showed his intentions that he wants to look after it. Tosfos in Bava Metzia says, there's no need for a kinyan, but if the shomer knows that the owners are relying on him, and he agrees to that, then he becomes automatically a shomer. The Rambam holds, that every shomer needs to make a kinyan on the item that he is now meant to be looking after. So the Chelkas Yoyov comes and asks a question. Since the Rambam brings the case of our Gemara, of the woman coming in baking, and the goat came to eat and he's mechayev, the Chol is a contradiction to what he holds, that every shomer needs a kinyan. What kinyan did the woman make here when she came into the house? Therefore, the Sama Achronim, who explained that the reason that the woman is chayev for the goat in our case is not because of Dinei Shmira, but since the Baal HaBayis was forced to leave the house, he wants some form of payment. What is the form of payment that we give him here? That anything that the woman brings into his reshus should not do any harm to any of his possessions during the period of time where he has to be out of the house. According to these Achronim, if the goat would have been stolen while she was in the house, she would be potel, since she is not a shomer. As according to the Rambam, she needs to make a kinyan, which she did not do. All she undertook here was to look after everything that she brought into the house. They should not damage anything else belonging to the Baal HaBayis. And this is reckoned as part of the payment for the use of her, of the mixer and everything else she needed for baking. And that is like her entrance fee that she is given. Mashein came, according to the others, alone that it is a Dinei Shmira. If the goat would have been stolen while she was in the house, she would be chayev, since they say there's no need to make a Kenyan Shmira. comes out that if we are to learn the Gemara like these Acharonim, we cannot connect the case of where Reuben's neighbor did not turn off the fire to the case of our Gemara. What we could compare our case is to the Gemara in Bavmetzia that I am here on the base. The Gemara says there, if a person hired a worker to take flax out from the water where it was being soaked in, and he promised him, the worker promised him to come on a certain day, and he did not turn up, and because of that, the Baal HaBayis had damage caused to all his flax, says the Gemara that the worker has to pay him Medina Degarmi. The Ramah in Shulchan Aruch HaShemishwa Simen Shi Lamed Gimel Sif Vol brings this halacha and adds the Shach, there is no difference whether, because of the promise of the worker to come on that day, only then did he place the flax in the water, or if the flax was already inside the water. But because what the worker had promised, he was going to come on a certain time, a certain day, he did not bother calling someone else. In both cases, says the Shach, the worker is chay. So therefore, in our case, since Reuven could have put out the fire himself before he left the house, or he could have asked a different neighbor to do him the favor, according to the Ramah that we have just said about the flags, we could be mechayif him and didn't tell me. But the Nesivus there argues and says that if no other workers were hired, then one cannot be mighty mamain from the Muxik. So it comes out the Maisa that since here we have a Machlokes between the Nesivus and the Ramah, and the Nesivus wants to say it's the Machlokes Mechaber Ramah in this case, so therefore Medina Yodom Zichar, we cannot be Mechayev, it's be very difficult to be Mechayev. But it's not worse than any other Gromer, which we know, we'll see the Gemara later on in the sixth Perek, that by every Gemara is put on B'dini Odom, V'chaya B'dini Shemayim. So therefore, in our case of the neighbor, L'choya, the maximum we could say is that he is Chaya B'dini Shemayim because of Gemara to pay for Reuven any loss made for him by his negligence.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.